We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, the Phils have been bad. Real bad. Lose 4-1 last night. 25 and 50 now through 55 games. It's crazy, man. Go to Cameron, John Ritchie. All right, so, John, I don't think Shohei Ohtani is going to save the day. I don't expect him to be a Phil, but...
No, me neither.
We wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't say there is a story from a notable, very notable baseball person linking the Phils to Shohei, but he's also linking, like, 10 other teams to him. So, Buster Olney, it's a couple days ago, but let's get to this. He wrote a story for ESPN.com entitled What MLB Execs Are Saying About the Shohei Ohtani Sweepstakes. By the way, before we get to this, James, if you could, just give me a taste of the Shohei Ohtani stats this year. Because I know, you know, the hitting and the pitching. And all right, so what are we looking at?
Yeah, offensively, he has 15 home runs already, which is obviously more than anyone on the Phillies.
He doesn't hit 160 like Kyle Schwarber.
No, he's batting 269, 882 OPS, yeah. So obviously really strong. And then on the pitching side of things, he has been quite good as well. Not elite elite, but quite good. 2.91 ERA.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
better than anyone on the Phillies again. 90 strikeouts in 65 innings. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous. So, you know, he's been amazing.
And the Angels are contending a little bit this year, right? More than they had.
More than they had. Yeah, I believe the Angels are 3 games over 500, so they're in it, but they're in a division.
So they could trade him this year. They could ride it out, and then he could re-sign there or leave. You know, three different options. So, John, here's what Buster Olney wrote, and I don't consider this potentially like really good news for the Phils because while they're listed, they're really far down. It's almost like you can put these in four different tiers. So Buster Olney says there's a team that is the favorite. The L.A. Dodgers. He says then there's three more front runners, so I'll call these tier two. Padres, Mets, Yankees. Then he says there's a group called Others in the Mix. Let's call these tier three. So this is where I'd like the Phillies to be. Give me an Others in the Mix. Oh, no, not a Phil. Others in the Mix. Giants, Mariners, Cubs. You notice there's a combination of two things here. A lot of West Coast teams and a lot of deep pocket teams.
Yep. Well, West Coast, New York, and then the
of
Cubs.
Of course. Yeah. Then you get a pair of potential players. The Phillies are in the category called a pair of potential players, which I will name tier four, and that's the Phillies and the Red Sox. Here's what he says. Boston and Philadelphia are big market teams with the financial might to pursue Ohtani, and for that reason, rival execs expects they will do their due diligence and check in. He goes on to say the Phillies have two of the game's highest paid players already in Bryce Harper and Trey Turner, leaving execs to wonder if they'd be willing to take on the most significant contract ever. One evaluator did note that with Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler, each nearing free agency, the Phillies may be in the market for a frontline starter, and Ohtani would qualify.
I just wonder, we know that Aaron Nola is still not, you know, on the books after this year, and we know that Rhys Hoskins is going to need a new contract, both for next season. What would that look like? I just keep – my brain keeps gravitating toward if you jettison Nola and Rhys Hoskins, what would their contracts combine to look like? Would that be approximate?
No.
That would not approximate Shohei Ohtani?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well,
so be like 15 million short a year
manageable.
At least, maybe more.
Yeah, and the other problem is, let's say you are of the mindset to not sign those guys to free up for Ohtani.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't sign with you because he gets 150 50 extra million from someone else, and then like you're holding what?
So, nada.
Yeah, you said it was tier four. I would label that tier not going to happen. Yeah, was what I would label it.
I think he put that in there just so people from Philly and Boston.
Of course he did. Of course
we'll
he
talk
did.
About it.
We'll talk about it. Say the name Buster Olney. He was a good guy, by the way. I knew him a little bit back in the day.
So this contract is going to be $500 million
600
plus.
Possibly.
Right? That's like, are we talking $600
I don't know.
Million dollars?
I don't know. 500, I would guess. I don't know.
At least.
I mean, I would guess
500.
There is no comp. You know, it's right. How do you, like, judge this? How do you decide what
it's
worth?
What would Babe Ruth have been if it was 1926 and he decided to keep playing baseball? Right. Keep pitching.
Yeah.
He decided to keep pitching and he's Babe Ruth the hitter. And, like, I don't know. I mean, look, he's not Willie Mays and Sandy Koufax. Let's be real. He's not.
Exactly.
He's not the best hitter and the best pitcher, but he's, like, really good at both. And
as a result, easily the best player.
Yeah,
because of that.
Pretty wild, man. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Dan in Philadelphia. Hi, Dan.
What's up, everybody? How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Well, I mean, he would spark the offense and become a fifth starter, so that could knock out.
That's good.
Listen, I think the criticism for the Phillies hasn't kicked in yet because I think this fan base has this magical thought that come June, and what's today, June 1st?
Yeah,
the Phillies kicking in the gear, and Kyle Schwarber's going to bat 400. And I think as of today, I think you will start seeing the criticism rolling heavily if they keep this streak up.
I
was hoping when they split with Atlanta, that was going to be the catapult, but apparently it's not. But yeah,
you know, Dan,
today,
I feel like we've had – I'll just say this. I feel like we've had four or five false – not profits, false starts, false – impressions of a turnaround. The Trey Turner homer being
by
the biggest.
By far the biggest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but winning two in a row in Atlanta was a nice thing also.
I was not impressed with the Atlanta thing because I thought they should have won the Thursday night game, and I didn't like how Topper managed it at all.
Yeah.
I was less impressed than
Houston.
Remember Wheeler and Nola both pitched well in Houston. Yeah. That was early on. I'm like, all right, here we go, 1, 2, and 3.
Late April, if you remember, they had struggled in April and then had a surge at the end of the month.
Yeah, so I think they won 5 or 6 straight there.
Yeah, so they had an above-average record entering May, and people were like, all right, here we go. It's every time it's like, here we go, it's like, nope.
I agree, but I'm definitely in the mindset that as of today, the Heat's going to come down, whether it's Topper, whether it's Trey Turner. I just think they've gotten a pass because of this mythical thought we have about June. As for the Eagles, I would love DeAndre Hopkins. Is he willing to be a third receiver, John? I mean, where do you put AJ Brown? You think he wants to be a slot receiver?
Well, I think you got to move. I think all three of our starting receivers will move around. You don't have a definitive slot guy if those are your three receivers.
Are they willing to do that? That's what I mean, without causing an uproar. If everything is
well, we don't know the answer to that. Yeah, I mean, we don't know, Dan. I think DeVonta Smith would be more likely than AJ to get along. I mean, I was put off by AJ
Hopkins
Brown in that playoff.
I think
game
Hopkins would have to admit in a meeting that I'm here to win as opposed to I'm here to catch 90 balls.
I agree.
Like, he would have to be okay with that. Then I would take it. You know, I mean, it'd be a no-brainer.
Well,
that is
you're right, Dan. That is the starting point. Guys would just have to know it's a different deal, and you're in it to win it all. Dan, give me a great answer. You get a movie prop or a TV prop. What do you want?
The lightsabers from the battle with Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker.
Okay, give me one. You get to choose one. You want Darth's or do you want Luke's? By the way, I might take
Obi-Wan's. Or maybe Dooku's.
Well, I mean, either way, it's just the handle. You're not actually getting the light because that's the fake part.
So which one?
So it's just that you're holding the handle.
Dan, who'd you say?
I'm taking Luke's.
I mean, that's not insignificant. So that was given to him.
I don't want Luke's.
Well, here's the thing.
Has two different ones too. Luke's got the blue one, and then it moves to green in Return of the Jedi.
But isn't it Darth Vader's former?
Because, I don't know.
Yeah, because Obi-Wan gives it to him. Remember when they're in that?
I don't remember.
Come on, you call yourself a Star Wars aficionado?
Sorry, I didn't keep track of that one.
Seltzer, read it. Anyone remember this?
Luke's? I'm just going to say.
He's never seen Star Wars, remember?
John, for the summer, John, dial down the Star Wars thing.
That's so true. Should he lean into the Dirty Dancing thing?
And I don't have to lean into the Dirty Dancing, but the Star Wars
stuff.
But
it probably would work for the women that are 38 through 50.
Maybe.
A lot of Star Wars fans out there. You know, there really are. There's a reason it's super popular.
There are, but it's also a little dorky.
A little dorky.
I don't think it is.
All right, up ahead, we're going to play a game. The game is called Above Expectations, At Expectations, or Below Expectations. And we will apply it to Phillies players through 2 months of the season. We'll get to that. We'll rock all your calls. Needless to say, a lot of guys are not above expectations. We'll hit that and rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly think it is. How about you start a PI Dental Center? They've got decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient there for 2 decades. My mom, a patient for 3 decades. Look, Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slell, awesome at what they do. They are board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. If you're like me, and for you, teeth is a matter of year-to-year maintenance and hoping nothing goes wrong and making sure that you've got, you know, good intel to help you along in the process, PI Dental Center can be there to help you with that. But if you have a major issue with your teeth, maybe it goes back to childhood, maybe it's a more recent fall, an accident of some sort, a car accident, got a little banged up there, and you need a major issue to be fixed, well, that's what exactly PI Dental Center specializes in. They are the originators of the
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bad look for the Phils, playing really, John, I've used the word a lot lately, but I keep going back to it because it applies. Lousy baseball. Yeah. They don't pitch well. They don't hit well. They certainly have had their fielding issues. They've had base running blunders. They've played a dumb brand of baseball. I think the manager's done a poor job with a lot of decisions in games. And then last night he was perplexed when asked, like, yo, what's the issue? How do you fix it? He's like, I don't know. So, it's bad, man.
Well, at least they didn't come into the season with any expectations, right? Right? Right. Weren't excited about the team this year. Yeah. Anything is what we expected. So
how about
they
didn't put a number on it?
By the way, they're on pace for what, 74, 75 wins?
73 like or 74.
Yeah. Not 95.
How about that fact I gave you earlier that the Nationals, who aren't supposed to contend for, like, the next half a decade, are only a game and a half behind the Phillies.
With $100 million less payroll, correct?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's about that. Yeah. I mean, it's astounding. I mean, it's actually astounding. I mean, they literally got rid of all their players. They had Rendon years ago. They had Scherzer.
So they had Trey Turner.
They had Trey Turner. Yeah. They had Harper. They had...
he said Scherzer. Strasburg was hurt. Strasburg. Yep.
Like, they got rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Got rid of Juan Soto. Got rid of everybody. And, like, they're a game and a half behind the Phillies.
It's not great, Jeff.
That's horrendous.
It is bad.
That's really
bad. It is flat out bad.
All right, one other question, and then right to the phone lines. And, you know, obviously everyone can weigh in on the Phillies from last night, but big picture on June 1st and what you make of this team so far. But Rhea just mentioned the press conference today to introduce Nick Nurse as the Sixers coach. John, what could he say today that would impress you? Like, give me the
word accountability.
Yeah.
Just say the word. Say that's your focus.
With conviction.
Say you know that's what this team needs. The mental toughness, the accountability, the stars need to be accountable. You know, like, combine that somehow for our purposes, and I think we'll all feel a little bit better.
Well, that would help. That would help. Seltzer, what do you want to hear from Nick? Nick, like, we're all in kind of a bad Sixers mood. NBA Finals start tonight. I mean, it is a fact that either Jokic or Jimmy Butler is going to win the NBA championship. Like, one of them is going to win the – oh, by the way, let me get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. The stylish, all-new 2024 Chevy Trax has arrived at Armin Chevrolet, starting at only $21,495. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, we actually have two. Which team do you think is going to win the finals, Denver or Miami? And which team are you rooting for to win the finals, Denver or Miami? James, what can Nick Nurse say today to make you feel any better?
Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing that
not possible.
It's impossible. And look, I'm sure he'll do a good job. I'm excited about Nick Nurse in general, but there's nothing he can say that's going to make me feel better. Like, until I see it, until I see them play better, until they get out of the second round, in all honesty, like, there is not a single word come out of his mouth that will make me feel better.
Ree, you got anything?
Yeah, the answer no on if they're bringing back James Harden.
Yeah, now a lot of people would agree with that.
Did you hear? See the Van? You played the sound yesterday.
Yeah.
From Van Fleet.
Yep.
That there is a way to kind of get it done. It
so
involves...
what? Yeah. So I saw a report. Yeah. There was a guy I never heard of linking the Sixers with Van Fleet, and I might not put much into it because it's the dude I never heard of. He's not a famous reporter.
Well, Liberty Ballers
for a betting site.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Van. But based on what Van Fleet had said 2 days ago, it does, I think, give it more credence. So what was the path to get him?
So Liberty Ballers, which is a great Sixers blog that I follow, they said there's ways to do it. They could do the sign and trade with Harden, which creates a trade exception.
Can I just say one thing before you keep going?
Yeah.
I would imagine that has to involve a 3, 4, 5, 15 team trade.
Yes,
like James Harden doesn't want to go
Chris
play
Paul
for Toronto.
Chris Paul would have to be involved with it. You know, so that's a lot more complicated.
Yes.
They could also deal directly with Toronto, you know, possibly with Tobias Harris, you know.
But why would Toronto do that?
I know, I'm just giving you the pathway.
They're tanking.
Yeah.
You know?
But is that to cut him, James?
Just to play out the year. I mean,
no,
if you're not worried about this year, you take on – if you have cap space, it's not a huge deal. Like, what do you care about
paying
Harris for a year if he's just going to be gone?
I'm saying, are you saying Toronto's tanking or they're trying to make the playoffs?
I think Toronto is tanking.
Well, if they're tanking, they should cut him is what I'm saying.
Well, sure, they could cut him. Yeah, you're right. I get it because he makes you slightly better. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can try to be the 8th seed.
Sure. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that way, and it's the Harden sign and trade exception if they could do it. So it's – it's difficult, but that's why Daryl Morey is making, what, $12 million a year?
Well,
get it done.
It is to try to find a 3, 4, 5-team trade scenario. To me, that's the only way. I see no other – I really don't see another way. But listen, I mean, is it possible that you could cook up a big trade? I mean, it is. Look, when the Sixers almost traded Iverson, they actually, like, sort of did trade him in 2000. It was a –
thank you, Matt Geiger.
Yeah, exactly. It was a 4-team, 19-player trade. 19-player trade, John.
How do you do that?
And Matt Geiger, one of the 19 players, had a trade kicker, which he was unwilling to waive. It was going to, like, his salary had to go up, like, 15% or something, and he wasn't going to waive it. And I think the team otherwise couldn't fit him in or something ridiculous. And as a result, the year before the Sixers reached the finals, the prior summer, the trade, which had been totally agreed upon, did not go through because Matt Geiger won't waive the trade kicker, and AI was not traded, and then won the MVP and got the Sixers to the finals. So, like, I don't know, man. I don't
know. Other than that, Matt Geiger was a huge disappointment.
All right, let's play the audio of Van Fleet for a moment, and then we'll get right back to all the calls on the Phillies, because Van Fleet did talk in a show. James, we even know what show podcast this was a couple days ago. So Van Fleet is talking, and like out of nowhere, when talking about Nick Nurse, he references sort of this possibility of him joining the Sixers.
You know, I think he'll have some success, hopefully not too much, you know. If I'm not there, you know, and I'm staying in Toronto, then, you know, we want him to fail.
I mean, John, we heard that yesterday, and we're like, huh, that's weird. And then you see the report yesterday that he could be a Sixer. So just tuck that one away as an appealing pivot option out of James Harden. Look, not that he's a truly great player. I mean, we're not talking about a top 20
player. Well, that was going to be my question. Is Embiid, Van Vliet, and Maxey enough?
Not really, right? Yeah. Not really. I mean, he's a nice player. He's an all-star. He's a low-level all-star. But I don't think you're winning the title that way. So you're competing to compete, but you're
different.
Probably not winning.
It takes
– you know what I'm saying?
The offense looks a lot different. We know that from a coaching perspective. Certainly, he's got. We know Nick Nurse has experience with Van Vliet. They've got a good relationship. Like, do you really think Van Vliet is that big a step back from James Harden as our point guard?
I think it's kind of a net neutral. I mean, think of it this way:
and the money.
Well, he's going to make a lot. I mean, he's going to get a deal. It's probably four years.
You're
or
not
so.
Saddled with Harden for all those years.
No, I agree with that. I mean, Van Fleet's going to have a better future because obviously, you know, Harden's future's in the past, so to speak. It's been there, done that. But look, let's go to the phones and all this. If you find Van Fleet appealing, but the big story today, to use an Action News term, but the big story tonight is the Phillies. First off, they might get swept before tonight. They might get swept today. They got an afternoon game against the Mets.
Joe, doesn't it feel like it's likely they're going to get swept? You got Scherzer.
Yes, it does.
Scherzer, who in his last three games is like a 1 ERA.
Yeah, so he's
like Scherzer.
It does feel like the Phillies win the game that you don't. Like, they'll lose all the
That's
ones.
That's true,
you know, like the Zach Gallen game, like the Arizona game. Zach Gallen's the best pitcher in baseball. They've lost five straight or whatever, and then they beat Zach Gallen, so I don't know.
We'll see. Look, a couple facts and then right to the phones. And we all know pitching's not pitching, hitting's not hitting, fielding's not fielding, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to really go inside player by player this segment because it's startling when you look at who's actually doing their job to expectation. It's a very small list. But just a couple facts. At 25-30, the Phillies are 7.5 games behind the Braves. They're not going to win the division. Not going to win it. This is when the Phillies fired Girardi last year, after winning this game on June 1st. When they were 21-29, they got to 22-29. So they have a better record this year on June 1st than last year. But they have a worse record through 55 games than they did last year. Because when they were 21-29 last year, they went on a 9-game winning streak. 9. Which I don't think anyone sees coming in the next week and a half. So right now.
Oh, we didn't see it coming.
No, we didn't. Look, it's not impossible. But right now at 25.
I think it's likely they go on a run at some point.
They're not going to win 9 in a row.
Now,
look, just take inventory.
Take
inventory of this fact. For the first time this year, the Phillies have a worse record than last year.
Mm-hmm.
55 games. I mean, I'm not talking about through 2 or 3 or 4 games. I mean, once you actually get into the season. Last year, there was a point they were 26-29. This year, they're 25-30. And last year, when they were 26-29, they won 5 more in a row, 4 more in a row after that. So they got a long way to go.
They don't have the starting pitching to have a 9-game win streak. Well, if you're going to have a bullpen game every couple of games.
It hurts. All right, let's go to the phones. And also, the other question we've been asking about the Phillies today, who or what is bothering you the most? Man, there's some big answers. Ken in South Jersey. Ken, what's going on, pal?
Good morning, friends. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Ken.
You know, it's kind of a little satisfying to hear – you know, people coming around to, especially John, talking about Rob Thompson. He's been my biggest concern since day one. I'm not out on the Phillies yet, but I am rapidly approaching ambivalence. Because when a team that's built to beat you with the bats doesn't hit, it's about the most unwatchable baseball you can find. And
by the way, Ken, I just want to say, it's not just the bats. I mean, they have 3 pitchers in the starting rotation making a tremendous amount of money. Nola Wheeler and Taijuan Walker make a ton of money. And, I mean, Nola's not a ton, but it's a sizable contract. And then you get to the 4-starter Ranger, who, of course, there's no criticism of him. He just came back. but while he's cheap, he's supposed to be good. So, yes, they're built to win through hitting, but they're also built to win through pitching. I mean, they were supposed to be a very complete baseball team. They've been anything but so far.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's hard to say you're serious about winning a baseball game when you have, you know, Josh Harrison and Guthrie batting in the batting order, batting back to back in the batting order, and you're handing the ball to start the game to you know, Britton Covey's cousin. You know, it's been my concern all along is that when things are going great, that steady presence that Topper has is great, but you know, when they're not, he's not the kind of guy that can drop the hammer. And without Rhys Hoskins, A, in the lineup, but B, in the clubhouse, you know, Rob Thompson spent a lot of his time in an organization that had Derek Jeter in the clubhouse. So the manager, the coaching staff didn't really have to worry about policing that clubhouse because the clubhouse policed itself. And to me, the most glaring example of his inability to just plant his flag and say this, Kyle Schwarber, nobody has asked him how he can justify Kyle Schwarber being in the lineup every single day. Kyle Schwarber has been here for over 200 games now in a Phillies uniform. He is not an everyday player. He is a .229 career hitter. He has 31 hits this year, 13 of them are home runs. He's on pace for another 200 strikeout season. He is the second coming of Matt Stairs, and this guy is in the lineup every day. And it's inexplicable to me. We hammer on, you know, Trey Turner has not gotten off to the start that we expected. You know, a lot of guys aren't living up to their contracts. But Kyle Schwarber has been an objectively bad baseball player since the day he got
here. Well, you didn't even mention he's a below-average defender and a below-average base runner. You know,
he hits
home runs, he provides leadership, and he walks, and he does those three things really good, like really good. But
yeah, he does what Matt Stairs did, but Matt Stairs did it coming off the bench as a part-time player, which is on a good baseball team that is serious about winning games and takes defense and base running and all of those things equally importantly. Kyle Schwarber would not be an everyday player.
All right, Ken, give me an answer. Really, give me an answer here. You get to own anything that's a prop from a movie or a TV show. What do you own?
I wouldn't mind backing that DeLorean from Back to the Future out of my garage a couple times.
Dude,
so you can just
that'd be sweet.
Show it off.
That'd be sweet. And if you actually have the car itself, that's the DeLorean's a big answer. No, I mean, you actually get a functional car.
Yeah.
So some of this other stuff, you know.
We sure? DeLoreans didn't last for a reason.
I mean, I don't know. Really, James?
Yeah, they were horrible cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was the point.
But they have that window, that little window inside the window that you can put your arm out.
I'd rather have that than the flux capacitor, though. I mean, flux capacitor is just a put it on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
No, are you sure? Because, first of all, DeLorean takes up a lot of space that you probably can't drive that well if you can drive it. It's just something to show people. Whereas if you've got the 88 miles per hour little thing hanging on your door or something, like in a room, like that's cool.
No
and
way.
It's way more manageable.
You would rather have that little piece of junk
than a
DeLorean?
I'm just putting
DeLorean
is like a, it's like a, you need space. I mean, where are you putting the DeLorean, Joe? You live in the city. Where would I put my DeLorean right now?
You want my answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to do what the city of Philadelphia did with the Liberty Bell. Goes on display.
Oh, great, great.
And I charge. And where I,
oh, you
I,
think you're going to make a bunch of money people coming to look at the DeLorean?
Hold on. I am charging somewhere between, I have to figure out the sweet spot, somewhere between $25 to $100.
Don't you think someone would have done that already?
To get your photograph taken with the DeLorean.
Don't you think someone would have done that?
No, apparently they haven't.
The point is, you're not getting enough money from that. No one's going to go take pictures of the
DeLorean. $25 to stand next to it, $100 to sit in the seat, $500 to drive it 1 mile.
Didn't they do that with the Popemobile that was here?
I don't know.
How much is it to rent the space that you'll be using?
Yeah. That's my point, is this is not a viable business.
It's a come-to-you business.
So where's the DeLorean? That was
Jimmy's DeLorean sits in the parking lot of my where I live. I got the parking lot. I park it there, and then bang, I bring it to you. It's like Avis. We come to you. We come to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just drive it over?
I'll drive it over to you.
$25, I'll drive to your house.
Yeah, dude, you pick them up all through the neighborhood.
That seems like an arduous way to make all this stuff.
This would be good for you to meet the ladies, man.
I guess, but it's a lot of work you're putting in.
You haven't
driving
thought this through.
Driving around to everyone's house?
Yeah, I'm hiring someone to drive it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, there's some more money dished out. Yeah, this seems like you're just giving money away with this idea. Yeah.
You don't like this business point. Plan? All right, let's go to Jimmy right now in New Jersey. It's good to have a laugh on a day. Otherwise, we're in a bad mood about the Phils. Plus, Howard Askin coming up in about a half hour. What's up, Jimmy?
And you want to be my president.
No one said you have to have a balanced budget in order to be.
It's a harebrained scheme, though.
Jimmy, we haven't had a balanced budget in, I don't know, a couple centuries.
Great phrase.
Since
it's a harebrained. There you go. It's a harebrained scheme is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
What's up, Jimmy?
Good day to everybody.
Good day, Jimmy.
Hey, you know, the problem with this year's Phillies team is that last year's Phillies team was an outlier. It was a complete outlier, and they've gone back to what they really are. They're good at putting up zeros better than they are at putting up crooked numbers, and that's a fact.
You know, you can make a different case, Jimmy. It's similar to what you said. Last October was the outlier. I mean, it wasn't like the Phillies were a quality team last year. Again, let's remember, they lost the division by over 10 games to two different teams. They happened to have a good 4 months, no question, June through September, but really it was the turbo. Like, they got in the DeLorean.
They were quality. They weren't great, you could say, for the season. I mean, they from the time they fired Girardi they were a good baseball
but that's,
team.
No, I agree with you, but that's not the season. The season was the 6 months, and I can't throw out the
two. 87 wins is a good baseball team. Like, it's not average.
87 is good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't call it.
I didn't say great. I said they were quality. You said they're not a quality baseball team. That's a quality baseball team.
No, but my point is, like, October, until they lost three in a row to end the season, they were, let me get this right, 2, 3, that's 5, plus 4 more, that's 9, plus 2 more. They were 11-3. Like, when the town was on fire, they were 11-3 in the postseason. Then they finish 11-6.
I'm agreeing with your point. Yeah. I'm just saying I think you're underrating the team prior to that. They're a quality baseball team.
Surged.
They weren't great.
They surged. Jimmy, go ahead, pal.
Well, thank you for making my point, Joe. You know, you're right. They got hot when they needed to. But the guy that's in my crosshairs is Dombrowski. It's not Thompson. It's not the team. Although I could point faults at all of those guys, too. But the real guy is in the real problem's in the construct. You know, when you look at the end of last year and looked at that team, really looked at it, I mean, he didn't address any of the real problems with that team. What he did was he repeated the same thing that they've done ever since they signed Bryce Harper. They made the big sign, they made the big splash, and did absolutely nothing to really address the small problems that this team has. And if you want to watch a good team, watch the Diamondbacks. I mean, if we would just try to play the kind of game that they play with the talent we have, we'd be better.
Well, listen, the Diamondbacks are smoking the Phils right now.
You're crossing it up a little bit, Jimmy. You're saying we have talent. You just said if we could play up to our level of talent, we'd be better. Dave Dombrowski is not in my crosshairs. I think Dave Dombrowski has done what he could to make us a postseason solid team. Last year we saw that we work in the playoffs. When this team gets hot, they can, you know, put runs up with the best of them, and then the defense can get by. You know, I think Dombrowski has built us to win when it matters most, and the hard part is getting there through the regular season. With the injuries and everything else, and the lackluster managing right now, by the way.
Well, we have no defense. We have no team speed. And but what we can do to mitigate that, though, is when you got first and second and nobody out, bunt the guys in the scoring position. When you're counting on a guy to hit away, you're counting on a guy that's bound to fail 7 to 8 times out of 10.
Look, they did play a form of small ball last night, sending the runner on the I think it was 3-2 count. It happened to be a line drive to the shortstop. It's a double play. I mean,
they need to do more of that. They need to do more of that. They need to put guys in motion. They need to hit behind runners. And, yes, the bases are close together. Try stealing a base once in a while. It won't kill you.
Jimmy, you get to own a movie prop or a TV prop. What do you want to own?
From Major League, Harry Doyle's microphone.
All right. That wouldn't be my answer. But you
know, not from that movie.
Whoa. You taking a shot at the movie Major League?
No, I love it. I said that's not what I would get from that movie.
There are better answers.
Yeah, there's way better answers,
I think.
So what is the best answer?
I mean, I would want the little Joe Boo doll.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, that'd be awesome. You kidding me?
Yeah, probably. Rick Vaughn's jersey, I want
to have
that.
The Rick Vaughn glasses would be cool, too.
The thing where the naked peel-off thing.
Oh, that's the one. Yes. That you want the owner, the peel-off. Yeah. That's it, Joe. That's the one for me.
The peel-off. All right. Let's peel back, not peel off. Let's peel back this Philly season, John, a little deeper here. And let's play a game called who was playing above expectation, who was at expectation, and who was below expectation for the Phils.
I'm feeling this is going to go a lot in a certain direction.
Now, yeah, there's a lot of below. let me tell you this. I'm going to start with the aboves.
Bryce Harper, we're done.
I actually have five aboves.
No, I'm kidding. Cody Clemens.
I have five aboves. And I didn't do, like, every single relief pitcher, but I got five aboves.
Can we try and guess them?
Sure.
I mean, Harper.
Yep.
Cody Clemens.
And let me just say this on Harper. He wasn't even, like, really supposed to play till June 1st.
Yeah,
so,
correct.
So, yeah. Cody
Clemens.
Cody Clemens, yes.
Strom,
yes.
Alvarado, he's been hurt, but I mean, he was the best pitcher in baseball, or reliever in baseball.
He would be on there. Fair enough.
Castellanos and Marsh.
Correct, right.
Yeah, boom.
Exactly right. Now, I did consider Bryson Stott.
So, especially for you.
Yeah, I put Bryson Stott in the at expectation category because he has come back to earth a little bit. Look, I got, and again, I didn't do like literally every player on the team, but I did most. I've got three players that play a lot in the at category, at expectation. Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm. I consider moving Bryson Stott up to above. I considered moving Alec Bohm to below expectation. I think for the hole he's at, and Sosa at expectation.
I would agree. I would put Stott above, but I agree with
you. It's cool you say Sosa is not above expectation.
No, he's really not.
702 OPS, man.
He's been way better than
Richie. He's got a 702 OPS.
Yeah. Okay, but he's
not
been,
good.
He's been more reliable as a at
he's
the plate.
He's got a 282 on base percentage.
Yeah, he's a below average starter.
282, man.
261. Yeah. This is a guy that would be right around 200.
He's where he should be. I agree with Joe.
No. Sosa, come on, guys. Like we were saying all along, this guy's a part-time player. If you
he
put
looks
him out
like
there
one
every,
when he starts.
I got a fact.
He's looking like one.
Let me give a fact. To me, it's stunning. He plays a lot. He's walked 2 times this year. June freaking 1st. Like, you can walk 3 times in a game. He's walked 2 times in 2 months. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible.
I think I'm where John is. He doesn't irritate me as much as everybody.
Oh, that's why he's at.
Agree.
He's not below. Yeah. Yeah. Rich, he didn't say below. Oh, yeah. He is at. Right. That is exactly right.
All right.
I think you're wrong.
All right, here's my below category. Get ready. It's a long one. The two super obvious ones, Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber, who I think are the leaders in the clubhouse. Wheeler, Nola, Taiwan Walker, Sir Anthony, although he's improved.
For what it's worth, I would put Nola with Schwarber and Turner. I mean, Nola's got a 4.7 ERA.
No, I know, but he's not nearly as bad as... No.
I mean, for me, he has been.
I put him in a different tier, but he's close. Sir Anthony has improved, but he's... Look, I thought this guy was, like, lights out, and he's not been. Craig Kimbrell.
Kimbrell's been better than I expected him to be.
You had really low expectations.
I thought he was going to be horrible. I actually think he's been pretty solid. Like,
he's
I trust
rounded,
him.
He's rounded yeah. in his
He's had a
form.
Couple bad outings and made his ERA look bad, but he's been good most of the time.
Maybe.
Kimbrel's been better.
Maybe he should be at expectation. Gregory Soto's been pretty horrendous. Just about, like, the Bailey Falter was abysmal.
Way below.
Way below.
He's got an literally 0-7. He's in the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. I mean, Josh Harrison, he barely counts, but he plays, so... I didn't expect much. He's been worse than I could have possibly imagined. He's one of the worst-looking hitters I've seen the Phillies have.
He looks like Michael Martinez. Yeah, he can't move. He's like a statue that is like forcing his body to move.
I mean, look, we could get to a few other relievers, but
somehow Josh Harrison is still more productive than Kyle Schwarber, which is insane. And think about that.
Well,
Josh Harrison
not.
Has gotten hits this
Kyle
year.
Kyle Schwarber has 13 home runs.
Schwarber does have 13 home runs. You're right.
And then look,
but it feels comparable.
Yeah, and you got your guys like Brogdon and all. Like, I didn't do every player, but
Josh Harrison batting 186.
Yeah, he stinks. It is a small list.
163.
For Josh Harrison has no home runs or one home run.
For 2 months, it is a super, super, super small list of who's been above expectation. And we know enough about sports to know, like, that's often how you win. I mean, 93 fills for what it's worth. It's like almost every player was either at expectation or the vast majority were above expectation.
We did it with the Eagles last year. We did this exact same thing, and it was like there were like two players who were below. Mm-hmm. It was like the whole team was above expectations.
Right.
And it's like, of course, that's how you're 14-3.
Who was below?
I think like Kaiser White maybe,
right.
And like, I don't remember, like Quez maybe. It was something like that, but it was like people who didn't really matter were below, and everyone else was above. And that's how you go 14-3.
Guy like Sayamala was probably at expectation. But yeah, I mean, you're right, James. That's how you get to 14-3. And this is how you get to 25-50. And incredibly, with a high pay.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Basir right now. Good morning, Basir.
Good morning, team. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, Basir.
Now, my personal opinion, I think it's Trey Turner. I think he is a shell of what we've seen in the baseball classic. I don't know if it's mental. I don't know if he's just in a slump and it's just he's going to get out of it.
Well, we know it's mental. I'm certain that it's mental this year. Like, we've seen him play great baseball, and now he's having a hard time, struggling, trying to do way too much.
Oh, he stinks. You make $300 million, and we have you for 10 years. Are we going to really put up with this? I know Bryce Harper, when he first got here, yes, he was, you know, he had to get into the game. But it wasn't. But I feel as if we don't have that much time to wait for Trey Turner to get back into the swing of things.
Well, here's the deal, Basir. I mean, there's nothing they can do about it right now. Like, he's going to play, and he's going to succeed or he's going to fail. I mean, they're not going to bench him. And you can't just magically snap your fingers and get out of the contract. As enticing as that might be to try to make a run at Shohei Ohtani, they have committed $300 million to Trey Turner, and I'm sure there's about $290 million of it still to go. So, like, it's not good.
Just asking, John. If we sign DeAndre Hopkins, who's our number one?
AJ.
But it doesn't really matter unless they have issue with each other and the coaching staff and the quarterback for not getting
the ball. They're both two alpha males of wide receivers. You know you're going to have a problem with that.
You probably would.
You're asking yourself for a problem, and you're asking. I don't want to do it. Like I keep saying, I don't want to sign him. You're asking too many problems. I'd rather stick with Quez because I feel like even though Quez is like, I feel like Quez is a hit or miss. You might get a touchdown. He might not make the catch. But at least he doesn't.
I don't want that.
In the locker room.
Oh, come on.
All right, Basir, give me an answer.
I've been on teams with multiple star wide receivers, and it's a matter of whether those guys want it badly enough if they want to be great teammates. I expect that, you know, AJ Brown, yeah, he's had some issues. He wants to win badly. So does DeAndre Hopkins. I think that gives them a better chance than a lot of people estimate.
Hey, Basir, give me an answer. Movie prop you get to own. What do you want?
The exoskeleton from the Terminator.
An interesting answer. Well, hold on.
The exoskeleton.
Wait.
I'm confused. What's the exoskeleton from the Terminator?
Is it like when he melts down and then becomes?
When he's melted down.
I guess that face. Oh,
yeah,
that's pretty cool,
metal
actually.
Terminator,
if you had that just like in a container in your house, like in a show thing, like
yeah.
just that face
in
with
the
The one red eye and the silver.
Yes.
I think that's pretty cool.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll tell you what.
Skin tight.
It's better than it's a better answer than Rob Thompson answered last night. Let's get to this. If you missed this after the game, wow, this was a double doozy of answers. Talk about a manager that seems to be out of answers. Here is Rob Thompson last night. Like I said, he's out of answers.
I mean, you scored 7 runs in your last 4 games.
Mm-hmm.
How do you really prevent this from spiraling out of control here?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's really, it's a different guy hitting every night. So it's not the entire lineup. It's not a group of guys hitting. So, we're just going through a tough time. We just got to keep battling and grinding. I don't think there's a secret pill or anything take. You know, it's just, they got to keep fighting. Keep grinding.
Look, I appreciate there's a thoughtfulness at the end, you know, grinding, fighting, not a secret pill, all of which is true. But, man, that initial answer of I'm not sure is a bad look.
You can't say that.
It's a disastrous answer.
It is.
It's a disaster. Like, I hear that, and my whole thing is like, well, I have no faith.
I mean,
no faith in this team.
Let's
right
put
now.
It this way. Let's say, and maybe some people think we have a bad show. Maybe some people think we have a good show. You can make of it what you want. Let's say we are considered a below average show, and our bosses, John, come to us and say, "All right, guys, what are you going to do to fix it?" Mm-hmm. And our first answer is, "I'm not sure."
Yeah.
right? It's bad luck.
What a good way to put it.
Any walk of life, any industry you're in, any job you have, there's an issue. It's actually empiric. Like, it's not opinion.
My God.
Like, you're 25 and 30, so like, there's actual evidence that you're not doing good enough. There's clear evidence. This isn't subjective. There's your evidence. You're below average. What do you do? Not sure. All right. So that's one answer. He then
isn't it surprising to you that he didn't just say, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna keep working. We know we have the talent. We are going to work through this.
Yeah.
We know we're better than this."
Here's the only thing I'll say.
He not say that because he said it so many times
bingo
in the past?
Bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo. Bingo. That's the one thing I'll say in his defense today. That I think when we listen, some people listen to every post-game press conference. Most people don't. The reality is the coach has to live it. The manager has to live it. When you are asked basically the same question every night,
right?
It probably gets ridiculous to give essentially the same answer every night.
Yeah.
So he went with something else. He probably knows he made a mistake.
Yes.
I'm sure, try to never do that again is my guess. But he's also a thoughtful guy and an honest guy, and I think a really good dude. And by the way, he probably does feel like he's tried to pull a lot of levers, but it's like, keep pulling. Like, if you haven't freaked the hell out yet, it's freaked the hell out time.
Well,
he had.
That's the thing. You still have. I believe he still has that left in his golf bag. You know, like it's one thing to tell these guys they need to be better. It's another thing to yell that these guys need
to be
better.
When we talked to him last week, and we're gonna have him on the show next week. When we talked to him last week, he made it very much seem like he hasn't freaked out yet. I mean, he's like, look, it's in there. I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically couched it with, and I'm paraphrasing here, it hasn't reached that point yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he's not going to freak out on them when they make mistakes. It's when they're not trying hard enough, and
right,
he felt like mm-hmm he had not felt that.
But here's the problem with that. There's a good case they are trying their hardest, but they need to be shocked into not trying harder, just doing better.
A sense of urgency, a sense of, like, you know, put like some motivation behind these guys. Like, they have to feel like this season is slipping away from them. Let them know it, however it takes.
Baseball is a tough one. Like, in basketball, you can say, because it is real, try harder on defense. Like, you can try hard, but you can almost always try harder on defense. Like, you can dig down more.
Yeah, make it hurt more.
You can make it hurt more. Like, you can almost always do that in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, it's like, how do you tell a player, hit the ball? Like, that's what he wants to say to Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
Hit the freaking ball. Hit the ball. Don't walk back with 2 strikeouts and an 0-for-4. Hit the damn baseball. Now, I don't know how you deliver that. Like, what would Bobby Knight do if he's a coach in baseball?
Flip over a couple tables,
probably,
chairs.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean,
slap somebody.
Get ejected a few times.
Grab a guy around the neck.
Yeah, probably something you shouldn't.
Kick a dude.
All the bad things.
Carlos Santana, the clubhouse. Right.
We need a TV.
Well, we want...
Get smashed.
But here's the deal. We don't want Rob Thompson to be Bobby Knight, but we want him to be like half of Bobby Knight. It's time for half of Bobby Knight.
It's, you know, like, freak it's out time on for an umpire today.
Rob Thompson.
No, that's, it's not that, about the... I disagree, Ray. It's not about the umpire.
I know. It's no,
the
it's players. Nothing. No, it's nothing. I'm saying a freak out. Like, lose your mind.
I know what you're saying, but I, like...
Get kicked out and let somebody else manage it for
the
day.
Do it at the Pliers. Now, one more piece of audio from Rob Thompson, because this one was, like, right there with the last answer as far as just an absurdly vacant answer. That if I'm Middleton and I'm Dombrowski, does concern me. Here's more of Rob Thompson last night.
General, why do you think Nola's struggling to stay in the strike zone this year?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
I mean, John, we got an I'm not sure, and we got a double I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a good answer, man.
Putting it lightly.
He's very lucky he's not an Eagles coach, because if he was, he'd be scrutinized 10 times more. You imagine a coach in the midst of struggles in the NFL when you know, people are freaking out, 2-4, 2-5, whatever. Nick Sirianni gave a flower analogy. He was
2-5.
He was 2-5. And there was a point within the analogy which he knew to never use again. He then started talking about scaling mountains because it's like, okay, let's not go to flower power. But basically what he was saying is you start as not much and you grow over time and the flower blooms. Like that's the point. He just used an analogy that didn't resonate with a lot of people, particularly the way he presented it at that time. But here's what he didn't say. He didn't say, I'm not sure. He didn't say, I don't know. He didn't say, I don't know again. I mean, John, that's a concerning combination of answers.
With the Nola thing, it is really shocking to me that's all you got. It felt to me like he was just trying to run from it, like he just didn't even want to get into it any longer. There's obvious frustration with the way everything's been going, and, you know, there's frustration with Aaron Nola, obviously.
Yeah.
To me, Aaron Nola, I believe it's always been like a balancing act, you know, tightrope with Aaron Nola where he's just at that verge. Sometimes he can be so great, you know, and it's all about the location of that fastball and whether he can, cause those breaking balls to actually get in there for strikes with consistency. He has not been consistent this year. Rob Thompson is confused. He's frustrated. He doesn't know that answer, but you can't ever get to that point where you say that. Is he just running from this responsibility last night out of frustration?
I don't
to some
think
degree
that.
He wanted to end this press conference. Didn't, you know, what is it better to say nothing? I don't know, but I'll say something that he would later regret.
But, John, I get your point, but let's say someone says, how do you get Kyle Schwarber to hit the ball? I mean, at some point it is like, what are you going
to
say?
It's just like I mean, you have to formulate something.
His bat
it's
has
a
to throw hit the ball.
Throwaway if you want.
Yeah, I mean. It's,
but you can't say what you say.
Howard Askin in just a couple of minutes joins us. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Hi, Drew.
Hey, folks. So I called to rip into the Phils, but on a serious note, Mike in Douglasville, if you're still listening, my thoughts are with your family. You're one of my favorite callers, so I hope you and your family are doing well and all.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to go big picture, and then I'm going to go micro in terms of last night's game. So big picture, I think we need to start thinking about a world where Aaron Nola's not a Philly on August 1st. I know a lot of folks are ripping Dombrowski. To me, this is more on the players. And if I'm Dombrowski, I need to see some signs of life before I invest.
Yeah, but you're
talking,
but Drew, you're talking about something that's, you're the first person that's brought this concept up, which is selling. I am not even in the vicinity of considering that. Now, look, if they're like six games out July 27th, different conversation, but they're not six games out. I do not expect the Phillies to be sellers. I do not expect Aaron Nola to be traded this season.
Yeah, well, I guess if I could clarify a little bit, Joe, I'm not talking full on like fire sale, but if you believe Nola's not coming back and you're a middling team, you know, five back in the third wild card. I think you have to do due diligence and consider for some prospects. I mean, I go back to, I know it's not the same because pitching's, you know, a premium, but I go back to like 06, they traded Bobby Abreu, Victorino stepped in and they went on a run.
Yep.
So some of the young arms are ready and you don't think he's re-signing here, I think you have to think about it.
Well, it's an interesting point. If you have intel that he ain't going to stay, then that's a different deal. I tend to think they don't have that intel because I tend to think they probably still want to keep him, but maybe 2 months from now, maybe it's a different deal.
Maybe you should have signed that before the season.
Well, listen, who knows? Maybe he was asking for too much. Maybe the Phillies were lowballing him. Maybe the Phillies were right. Maybe they projected a tail off.
How would we feel if we signed him to a huge deal before the season?
Horrible right now.
Ticked. Yeah.
Well, it would, yeah. I mean,
can you imagine?
Drew, we got Howard Eskin coming up here, man. Give me an answer, a movie prop you'd like to have.
Sure thing. I'd like to have the golden ticket in Willy Wonka. I'll frame that next to my Super Bowl 52 frame in my living room.
The golden ticket.
You got an answer.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.